Page burners.
You hydrated? You feeling good? Feeling fresh? Feeling moist?
I think the... what was the... I think the real term is squelch now.
Squelched.
Yeah.
I forgot about that word, and I hate you for bringing it back up.
Squelch is the new moist.
Squelch. Anyway, welcome to Page Burners.
Page Burners.
Where we give you bad takes on bad literature.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Cameron.
And we are back this week. What are we doing, Cameron? You're the one that prepared, so okay. I'm ready to react.
Okay, well, prepared is something best said with air quotes.
Prepared.
Sort of
prepared.
I did prepared.
Air quotes there. Sort of prepared.
We're doing filler this round because I'm lazy and still haven't finished reading the next book because I am lazy.
Well, here's the thing also. I don't think it's so much as you're lazy as you like detailed notes when you do stuff as well.
Yes, and I'm reading this one on Kindle on my phone, and so it's I can take notes, but it's a little harder.
Yeah, so it's in a new format. You're working that out. In addition, where I generally buy the books physically and tangibly to annoy you when flipping the pages. And I take my notes directly on that page most of the time. You
jerk.
you create documents, and that's a good skill. Anyway, I don't think it's that you're lazy as much as it is you have different methods, and my methods are quicker. Not to say
That's fair. That's
not
fair.
To say better, but quicker.
No, that's fair. Anyway, so let's flash back a little bit. So we're doing a fan fiction today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Now this one is a My Little Pony fan fiction. Don't stop. Okay. So back in time a little bit, back in like the 2011, 2012 time, I was a brony. I fell into the whole My Little Pony craze pretty dang hard.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it was good.
Friendship is magic.
I'm not here to talk about how good the show was in an effort to defend it or anything like that, but I do feel like a little bit of context is needed. So for those of you who don't know, back in 10 years ago, a My Little Pony cartoon came out that took the internet by storm. It was pretty dang well written and produced, and it ended up gaining a cult following of adult male listeners.
Mm-hmm. I think another portion of that is it had some really fantastic cast of voice actresses.
Yeah, no, it was a good show.
Yeah.
Again, this isn't a recommendation to go out and start watching on Netflix or anything. This is just context to explain where this story is coming from.
I think it's also important to say, no shame if you do like.
Yeah, yeah, show. No. It was good. I was part of this fandom back in the day. And to some extent, I still am, despite the fact I never actually finished watching the entire show,
mm-hmm.
just because eventually I grew out of it.
Yeah.
But ironic, isn't it?
That an adult man grew out
eventually
of My Little
in my twenties. I grew out of My Little Pony. Wow. Interesting, isn't it?
You know what? That is what that show is for. It's meant for you to grow up.
But, you know, back when I was 16 to 18 or whatever, with any fandom, especially any large fandom, comes fan fiction. Mm-hmm. It is one of those inevitabilities, similar to Rule 34. Oh, that's a different story.
Oh, dear.
Sometimes those intersect. Whatever. I'm not going into detail if you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But point is, there's a crap load of fan fiction for My Little Pony, of all things,
mm-hmm.
That ranges from all genres you can imagine. I have read horror stories, like actual horror stories for My Little Pony, and that's not unusual. When I say that I fell into this fandom, I fell hard into this fandom. If I go to heaven and God gives me a stat screen, and on that stat screen is how many words of My Little Pony fan fiction I have read in my life, I am just going to swan dive into hell, where I belong. Because I do not want to be faced with that number.
Oh dear.
The 2011 to like 2015 was a weird few years when I look back on it. Anyway, this story that I want to go into, it was called The Spiderses by Arjun Barger. This one is obvious satire. We had some question about whether Sonic High School was obvious satire. And we have our opinions on that, but ultimately we can't really confirm. This one is obvious satire. Why are we doing satire? I thought we only did genuinely bad stuff. Well, just because it's so well-written satire, man.
Yeah. When something is... Here's the thing. We may still have bad takes on this. And just because it's written purposefully bad doesn't mean that it's not bad as well as being good for being that bad.
It's beautiful, dude. I love this story. It's only like 2,500 words. Hmm. It's a very short thing. It was published in August of 2011 to DeviantArt first.
That is okay.
And then later it was published to the website FimFiction.net, which stands for Friendship is Magic Fiction.
Oh, that is hold on.
Yeah, digest that for a moment.
There is an entire fan fiction website just for My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
And do you know what the worst part is? It's a good website.
Really?
It's a well-designed, like, it's got a good rating system for this, for fanfiction, good comment system, good feature system. It is stupid how good this website is.
I remember watching, or at least listening to, a video from Jenny Nicholson, if you're familiar with her work.
Sounds familiar.
She's a great YouTuber. She's a great YouTuber, and she does these little reviews of things. She did a great review of Land Before Time, the entire series, because she watched it during quarantine.
All right.
And she did a retrospective on the My Little Pony fandom, because she enjoyed the show, and she did an entire long bit just talking about the dedication of these bronies.
No, seriously.
And the fact that they have an excellent website that has like a really good moderating system and rating system and everything is a testament.
No, seriously. Like, I've seen other, you know, fan fiction or like Wattpad has nothing on this website. Let me put it that way. Like
the normal go-tos have nothing on,
Now, I'm not convincing anyone to go here and start reading My Little Pony fanfiction. I'm just saying I did read My Little Pony fanfiction. On this website. And it's a dang good website for it. There's something that other websites should take away from how well-designed this website is. Anyway, back to The Spiderses.
The Spiderses?
Yes, The Spiderses by Arjun Barger. It was funny because when I looked at the fandom.com page for this, because it does have one, it mentioned that the DeviantArt version had, like, emojis. There's still some emojis in the fanfiction site, but I looked hard for that DeviantArt page. I think he deleted his DeviantArt, and I'm very disappointed.
Maybe it's on the Wayback Machine somewhere.
Maybe. I should look at that. Anyway, I didn't prepare it, so whatever.
Well, no, you prepared, but just not at that angle.
Yeah. I think the story is notable because I'm pretty sure the guy wrote it. While it is satirically bad, I'm pretty sure he wrote it while drunk and blindfolded. Because every other word is misspelled. It is full of grammatical issues, like run-on sentences that go on for paragraphs. It's got punctuation is a myth. It's just so perfectly bad in the worst ways, and I love it. I put in my notes that punctuation is a lie fed to us by the global elite. I'm mad that I didn't read that at first. All right. So one thing that I like about the film fiction is that it sorts things by tags. Look at the tags that are associated, like genre and whatnot. We have sex, gore, romance, dark, adventure, sad, slice of life, and tragedy, and then the character tags.
Yeah.
So all that, we got tragedies, yeah. Ex-life.
Do you want to give a brief summary of who yes. these characters are? Because I'm not too familiar yes, with yes, them yes. either.
I actually did plan for that.
Okay.
So general kind of synopsis of the My Little Pony universe. Some of the main characters here, we got, saying this out loud, we got Twilight Sparkle. that's like the main character of the story.
Yeah, Twilight Sparkle. She's a great magical little pony.
she is literally magical in the sense that she's a mage.
She's a
wizard.
Mage.
Yeah. She's a unicorn that specifically does magic because she's a prodigy in magic.
Mm-hmm.
Student of the ruling ruler, princess, whatever, because queens aren't a thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Twilight saved the world multiple times because of the magic of friendship
mm-hmm.
with her friends, and she lives in a library that's built into a tree. Mm-hmm. Now you understand this character. You got Spike, who's like a young dragon that is essentially her assistant / little brother.
Nice.
And then you've got a character called Big Macintosh, who is the brother of one of Twilight's friends, who is one of the only, as of 2011, was one of the only named male characters in the show. I wonder why he's here.
Well, I think we had a sex and a romance tag.
So those are our big three main characters in the story.
Okay.
Here's the abstract for the story. After a spell misfires, Twilight and Big Macintosh find themselves trapped in a world like none they've ever seen before. Together, they will face adventure, hardship, loss, and longing as their shared experience brings them closer together. All right. This is only 2,500 words.
Yeah.
I just want to live read this, man.
Live read it? Do you want me to stop you on spots?
Yes. Stop okay. me when ready. But I'm just going to live read this. There's no other way to go about this.
All right. Live read it, my
first,
dude.
I do want to prepare you for a moment here. So first, mm-hmm. I'm going to read the first paragraph of this in utter sincerity. And then I'm going to show you this paragraph.
Okay.
It was a beautiful spring day in Equestria when Twilight Sparkle was in her study, where she lived. She said, "Come here, Spike." And Spike came over to her. "What do you want, Twilight?" Spike said. And Twilight said, "Spike, I need you to get me the Book of Magic." "Okay," Spike said. "I will get it for you." And he went over to the bookshelf to get the book for Twilight Sparkle. It was a dusty book, and Spike almost sneezed, but he didn't.
Okay.
So, great.
Yeah.
Already setting a good
stuff.
Tone.
There's still a few funny stuff that, like...
Read this. Every other word is misspelled.
Okay. It was, I know that says beautiful, but it doesn't say beautiful.
It was a beautiful spring datty in Equestria's when Twilight Sparkle was in her study where she lived. Spike, see Saeed. Come here, Spike. And Spike came over. What do you want, Twilight? Spike said. So, great start.
Yeah.
I just want you to be aware of what I'm dealing with here as I read this out loud.
Okay. One of the funny things is you introduced this as I did not prepare, and it seems like you had did you write a fixed version?
No, I thought about it. I did think about it. No, I didn't.
Okay. Okay. You've read this so many times through that you've been able to translate and speak.
I read English as she spoke. I like to think I have some skill at this now. We'll see how well that goes.
Okay, so he almost sneezed, but he didn't.
But he didn't. He gave the book to Twilight, and she said, "Thank you, Spike. Go away now." And Spike said, "Okay, I will go away." And he slided away like a dragon. He is a dragon.
Like...
As one does. As a dragon do.
As one does. More like a bat, though.
Yes, that's what I thought of.
Yeah.
Twilight opened the book to chapter 5 and said, "Okay, magic, please happen." And the magic began happening in her horn, and she did the spell.
Another note, I think Twilight Sparkle is also a unicorn.
Yeah, yeah, she's a unicorn.
She's got a horn.
As unicorns do.
As they do.
And in the My Little Pony universe, unicorns are like the ones who are able to actually do magic.
It's like a wand.
It is, yeah. That's exactly how their horns are literally wands. What was 16-year-old me thinking? Anyway, it was a magic spell. And she knew that it was magic, which is why she casted it. Because her cutie mark, which is the prints on their butts, is magic.
The marketing tools.
Yes, the little tattoos they got on their butts. Because she is a unicorn. The spell made everything bigger and 8. Why is everything bigger and 8? Whitelight said.
Is this the number 8?
Yes. The number 8. Why is everything bigger and 8? Whitelight said. Oh, it is because I am spider now, frowny face.
Oh.
So Twilight's now a spider.
Make magic happen. I is spider now.
I am a spider now, frowny face. --.
Okay,
there's some emoticon.
There's some emotion
here. I still want to see the DeviantArt version.
I honestly do feel the sorrow in this moment.
The tragedy.
Yeah, the tragedy. Please make magic happen. And magic happened. And she is spider now, frowny face.
It's great.
I love it. This is good.
Spider Twilight went up to the bookshelves to find a fix spell to fix the spell. But she couldn't open to books or even grab them because she was a spider and not a unicorn. And her horn was gone. And also, she did not have a voice that could speak loud enough for Spike to hear her and go get her the book. For her, and even if she did, she probably wouldn't even want to, because Spike would see her as a spider and maybe get scared or angry and then stomp all over her, which would make her dead spider, Twilight. And that is bad.
All the conflict there, all the reasons wrapped up in one sentence, one eloquent sentence.
And then she heard a voice. Well, not really a voice, but it sounded like another spider. And she could understand the spider clicks, and she knew that it was a spider, and that she had to go and talk to this other spider, because that is what spiders do. Talk to other spiders.
Is this written spiders every time?
No. It's just spiders.
Okay.
A red spider appeared and said, "Hello, Twilight. I am Big Mac Spider now? ? Why?" And Twilight Spider said, Big Mac Spider, is it because I casted a spell that went wrong? And the Big Red Mac Spider said, okay, well, maybe can you fix it? And Twilight said, frowny face. Oh, okay, said the Red Spider. Well, if we are going to be spiders forever, let's have spider sex.
Wait, okay. Spider sex, I feel, ends in the death of one spider, don't it?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
About a spider sex. And Twilight Spider said, okay, well, but I don't know how to have spider sex. And Big Spider Mac Red said, it is probably easy, okay? Are you okay with this? I'm asking permission to have spider sex with you.
May I just say, I love the sentence, I'm asking permission to have spider sex with you. Which, consent is amazing. I love that there is consent.
It's good. It's refreshing after Roosh V.
It is.
That we are asking permission to have spider sex with them.
Especially since in Sonic High School, I think there's much less consent in a lot.
Twilight said, I don't know, spiders are creepy and weird, frowny face. And then Big Mac said, Twilight, we are spiders. And then Twilight said, that's not me stuttering, you have a point, okay? I guess we have to make the most of it, right?
And the way you don't let life give you spiders is... Or when life gives you spiders, have spiders and sex.
And then Big Mac said, that is the spirit. Yes, okay, spider sex.
Yes, okay, spider sex.
Yes, okay, spider sex.
Is that the title?
I'm down. Okay. Yes, okay, spider sex. They started to have spider sex, and it felt really weird for Twilight. But Twilight never even had normal, regular pony sex. So spider sex was the weirdest, most strange thing ever. It was like a crunchy potato chip bag full of chips that got thrown into a chain link fence, and I don't know where this metaphor is going anymore.
It says that?
Yes.
That's brilliant. I love it.
After the spider sex, Twilight felt funny on the inside, like something real, not normal. Big Mac Spider said, is it okay, Twilight Spider, if I live here with you so we can have more spider sex? And Twilight said, I don't know, I guess so, but I don't want to have spider sex for a while. That was weird, frowny face. And Big Mac Spider Red said, this is okay. I will wait for you to be ready, because I am a gentle spider. And Twilight said, okay, I appreciate it. End of chapter one. Oh yeah, I forgot to say that the chapter title of this is November 1st. Alright, chapter seconded two. Chapter two, spiders. There's literally two titles.
Yep.
There was a living like that for... Oh wait, I do want to mention, in the show canonically, Big Mac does not speak. Or he speaks extremely little. I just want to put that up.
So he's a when you're a spider and deprived of a lot of spider sex, the first thing you do when you see another spider is you ask permission to have sex.
Very nicely ask permission to have sex.
Yeah. That'll get you talkative after a few weeks or however long he was a spider's. I don't know where I was going with this anymore.
Neither did the author. It's fine.
Okay.
Potato chip bag. Potato chip bag. There was a living like that for a while time, where they lived together and had some spider sex sometimes, but only when Twilight felt extra sorry for Big Mac. Spike was downstairs.
May I just say, I find it funny that, like, sex is something that she has to give up, but only when she feels sorry
for him. It's pity sex. Spike was downstairs and crying lots because he didn't know where Twilight went to. And Twilight wanted to go make Spike feel less bad, but she was a spider and couldn't talk? Twilight's belly got bigger and bigger, and she didn't know what was happening. And then Spider Mac Red Big said, I think you might be ready to have spider babies. And Twilight said, what? And Big Mac said, yep. Except for he couldn't actually make that word sound because he was a spider and doesn't have a pony voice boxes anymore. Twilight was real sad and upset because spider babies were gross and creepy and weird, and she cried a little bit, but Big Mac Red Spider gave her the biggest, most happy hug ever and said, I always wanted to be a daddy, and even though I didn't want to be a spider daddy, I will try to be the best spider daddy ever and be here for you all the times, and okay? And Twilight felt the most happy, but still was not happy at the same time. Then one day, Twilight had to lay spider eggs, and it was the most strangest. It felt like a bubble wrap, bubbles being pooped out. And then she was sad and upset again, but Big Mac Spider was to her the whole time and made her comfort. He brought her spider food, which was bugs. And Twilight was finally okay with eating bugs, even though she wished she could eat vegetables and mushrooms. But with Spider Big Mac's help, she knew she had to eat them, bugs. To be alive, and being alive was more good than eating bugs was bad. So she did it, and she was sad and upset because the bugs were gross, but it was okay because she was alive.
I feel like he just said the same thing three times.
I did, yeah. Funny that, isn't it?
Oh dear.
I feel like I'm doing a monologue audition for a play, but doing it poorly.
I feel like you're reading something Charlie from It's Always Sunny has written, or either that or you're having a stroke, Cameron.
I think I'm having a stroke too, but it's fine. Reading this
because you're also having fun, but you
what's a stroke you're pretty, among friends?
But you're pretty sad because you're having a stroke. But it's okay because it's a stroke that's fun.
The stroke makes you feel alive. The Big Mac spider helped her guard the eggs for many, many, many days, until one day the eggs were very big and had dark things moving around inside of them, and Twilight knew they were her babies, and she was kind of happy a little bit, and Big Mac was happy because she was happy, and then she was even happier because Big Mac was happy, but they didn't have spider sex because Big Mac knew how much Twilight didn't like that because it felt weird, and also she didn't want to have more babies. And neither did he really, but he was ready to be the best spider daddy so that Twilight didn't have to worry.
I feel like when spider babies do happen, they are reclusive and they immediately get out of dodge of their spiders' daddies.
I can't say I know spider biology. I just know that there is some involved eating parents involved. Words are hard. I've been reading spiders as
the spider. I feel like spiders are not good parents, but the daddy of the spiders would be eaten at this point.
Have you ever had a dream that you could do anything?
Oh dear. I'm sorry. Hopefully you're not having a stroke with us.
This story is, I think, the best approximation for a non-dyslexic person of what dyslexia is like.
Oh dear.
All right. After a few more days, the eggs started moving, and they knew that the eggs were going to hatch because Twilight was smart and she knew all about eggs. They watched the egg pile of eggs move around, and then they heard little baby spider clicks, and they knew it was the baby spiders, and they watched even more much. The eggs all hatched simultaneously, and vast multitudes of tiny spiderlings swarmed out in a screeching horde. Twilight and Big Mac started to scuttle away as quickly as they could, but they soon found that they were in no real danger. The spiderlings had no intention of killing their parents. They witnessed a solid black mass of itchy, screaming death cover every surface of the library. Millions of spiders continued to swarm out of the eggs.
Millions?
The flood seemed to be endless. Spike lay curled up in his little dragon bed, moping. Things hadn't been the same since Twi's disappearance, and it had been over a week since he had any decent ideas about what to do about it. He was depressed and miserable. Suddenly, he heard a scratching, high-pitched noise coming from upstairs. His curiosity overcame his melancholy, and he plodded up to investigate. He was intercepted by a solid wall of spiderlings pouring down the stairwell, which overwhelmed him almost instantly. Spike had just enough presence of mind to scream, but doing so did nothing but allow the swarm of spiders access to his lungs and stomach. The spiderlings drained his fluids for sustenance, Spike died in horrible terror and agony. Chapter 3, Thirdly Happens. Now, I don't know if you caught on to what I was doing there, but the story very subtly changes to being garbage to being perfect narration.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, look at this chapter here. So we'll start at the beginning. There was a like for many times. It's just utter nonsense, misspellings, everything, punctuation's a myth.
And then it gets...
It's slowly, as the spiders hatch, it slowly become. It's like still a run-on sentence, but suddenly there's punctuation there. Suddenly there's no spelling errors. And then suddenly it's all this part is perfect prose as Spike is getting murdered by spiders. It is perfect punctuation, no spelling mistakes, no bad word choice. Like it's literally just suddenly it's completely sincere writing as Spike is brutally killed by spiders.
Oh boy.
It's, I love it. And then it just whiplashes back to garbage.
He cared a lot about that scene.
I have very strong opinions about this scene as well. I love it. It's artistically done.
That's beautiful.
Because then suddenly you get Alf the Spider says "Ruined Away" from Twilight and Red Spider Mac, and they didn't know what to do because there were so many spiders of the eggs. Big Mac said, "Hey, you spider babies, you are my spider babies now. Listen to me." But the spider babbits didn't listen because they were making too much noise. But they would have listened if they could because Mac Spider was their daddy, and they loved him and their mommy Twilight more than any of the bugs, even the juicy ones. Big Mac Spider said to Twilight Spider, "I am so sorry. I am the worst spider daddy ever, though I promised I was going to be the best one ever, frowny face." Twilight felt really bad and sorry for Big Mac Spider because she knew that he tried his best. But if there wasn't an biggest problem happening, she would give him the hugs. Twilight thought hardest with having ideas. And then had one idea. "Spider Big Mac, come here and help me, okay?" And Spider Mac said, "All right, what do you want me to do, Twilight?" And Twilight said, "I need yo to throw me into the spiders." And Red Mac said, "Are you sure? You to hot the spiders are creepy and weird." And Twilight said, "I namo. But I need to do this, okay? Because Big Mac, we are spiders." And Big Mac said, "Okay."
This is growth.
I like how the reasoning, why should I throw you into a pit of spiders?
We as spiders.
Because we as spiders. that's enough reasoning.
This is growth. This is acceptance.
So. Yes. Big Mac picked her up by her legs and his legs, and there were at the spider babies. She screamed a little bit, but not really, because she was trying to be brave, like Rainbow Dash. Which is
another character.
Like Rainbow Dash would be brave if she was a spider and flying at spider babies. Then finally, after falling for a time, she landed in the spider babies, and they didn't know she was their mom because they were still just babies and crawling. And Twilight Spider tried to click at them to stop, but they didn't know what to do because babies are confused, frowny face.
I thought they would have stopped earlier if they had heard, because they naturally have this amount of love. But yeah. Now they don't know. They're just confused little babies that don't know it's mommy or daddy.
I guess they don't speak spider or something. I guess it makes sense. Babies don't speak whatever language their parents do.
What a twist.
Yeah, but they love their mommy and their daddy. Frowny face.
Frowny face.
Big Mac watched all the babies carry Twilight away, and he felt the most terrible and sad and said, "It is my fault that Twilight is being carried away by spider babies, because I was the one who had spider sex with her, and she made babies because frowny face. I have to rescue her," he said. End quotation.
I will say this, if you get someone pregnant and they are carried away by a horde of millions of the babies that you impregnated them with, this is your duty to save them from that.
I will say Big Mac is being a good father figure right now.
As weird as this situation is, I'm decently comfortable with the amount of responsibility and request for consent, even though I feel a bit of this is coercive, as she only does it when she pities him so much.
Hey, it's consensual, and that's sometimes enough.
There are issues with the relationship past.
They're making the best of things. When life gets you spiders, this has spider sex. Chapter 4, When Spiderses Are. Also, it's also titled Fluttershy. Now, I want to point out, this is another character. Fluttershy is one of Twilight's friends, and her whole thing is that she's like an animal whisperer. She also does not appear in this chapter or story. I don't know why it's titled Fluttershy.
Okay.
I just want to point that out. Just 'cause. I don't like this, Twilight Spider thought, I wish Big Mac were here. He knows what to do every time. But Big Mac was chasing her and the spider Pabbies, and she didn't know it. It was very exciting. All the spiders ran through Equestria, which is the name of the country or whatever, and all the ponies were scared and ran into house, but except for one pone, who stood in the street and angry. "Stop, spiders," she said, and they stopped. And a big brown spider jumped off of her head. Her head was gray, and her coat was gray too, and her hair was straight. And the spider was brown and big and made an angry click. Twilight heard the clicks clicking and knew that the spider had a name. Jacob, what do you think the spider's name is?
Daddy Longlegs?
That's right, it is Merriam-Webster.
I just say, that is so much better. This is a library. This is a spider. It's got the word web in it.
It's perfect.
This is great.
All right.
This is excellent.
And Merriam-Webster spider told all the baby spiders to stop being bad. They couldn't do what they did because they did was something bad to do. And they had to stop and listen to their mommy spider like spiders do every... Twilight mom spider.
Spiders do every...
That's the end of the sentence. Like spiders do every... Twilight mom spider taught really hard, and all the baby spiders watched her. And then Big Mac got over to where she was and said, "Twilight, I'm glad you're okay." And Twilight said, "Shh, I'm thinking." And Big Smiter Mac said, "Oh, okay, sorry." Twilight said, "I love you, baby spiders, but you did a bad thing and made my friend Spike dead. Why'd you do that? And please so go make Spike better, and then go to Everfree Forest where you belong as spiders. It will be, okay?"
It has a question mark?
Yes. I like to think I'm enunciating the question marks here.
You're doing well with them. Like, I feel like a ton of these are like, he just puts a question mark at the end.
It is, yeah.
Instead of periods.
It is. Sometimes there's just no punctuation. Yeah.
When there's no periods, there's no periods. But when there are periods, there are question marks.
And the spider said, "Okay, mommy." And they went back to where Spike was. And they barfed all his juice back, and he was better. Spike said, "Thank you, spiders. You are my best friends, happy face." And the spiders made a happy face. And this one actually says happy face. And they hugged, but this time they didn't drain all of Spike's vital fluids. Emoticon happy face.
So sweet.
It's good to know a horde of spiders can just come back and barf blood at a guy and have him be like, "Ah, I'm alive and I love you."
Oh, boy.
Then the spiders all listened to Mommy Twilight and went to the Everfree Forest, where spiders live happy and free, and it was good. Twilight and Big Mac Spider Red. I don't know why it always says Big Mac Spider Red. Whatever. Big Mac Spider Red talked to Merriam, and the gray pony listened. The gray pony was Pinkie Pie's sister from Cutie Mark Chronicles, which was an episode title, and she worked on the rock farm, in case you were wondering. You have no idea what I'm talking about there, Jacob.
None at all.
But it's literally what's quoted. Mm-hmm. Literally, it was a background character in an episode, and for some reason she's included in this, even though the aforementioned Fluttershy is pretty much perfect for this role, to have a spider that...
whatever. Yeah.
I'm critiquing My Little Pony fanfiction.
You ever wonder what led you to this?
I don't know.
I can tell you that. I led
you. I was about to say, I blame you.
I feel like some of your worst decisions in life, at least the past year, you can probably attribute to me.
Probably, yeah. Most bad influence friends usually try to get me into drugs. You brought me back to talking about fan fiction.
To be fair, I think you've read and perhaps written far more fan fiction than I.
I will not confirm or deny. Twilight clicked, "Thank you." to Merriam-Webster. And Merriam-Webster clicked, it's, okay, listen, Twilight Spider, I am a wizard. And I know Yo and the Big Mac Spider are not spiders at all, but ponies who are spiders by accident? Do you want to be ponies again? Next chapter. Colon Flirth part last.
Flirth.
Colon Firth part last. Chapter 5. Again, they all have multiple titles for some reason. Chapter 5. The End Spider End. Twilight and Big Mac said yes. We want to be ponies again. And Miriam said, okay. Here I will do my spider magic. And the spider magic happened. Twilight and Big Mac were ponies again. And they gave each other a big pony hug. And because they were friends from being spiders together, and it was good, happy face, Miriam clicked. And they couldn't understand it anymore because they were ponies and not spiders. But the gray pony, Pinkie Pie's sister, could understand. And she translated the spider speak to pony speech. And so they could talk some more. You think that she would understand the language? I don't know, it just seems like a thing.
Maybe.
Miriam said, I hope you learned something from being a spider. And Twilight said, yes, I did. I will always remember. And I am also happy because I made a Big Mac friend, happy face. And Big Mac said, yep. And Big Mac said, listen, Twilight, about being spiders. And Twilight said, it's okay, Big Mac. I understand, and we can still be very good friends forever, okay? And Big Mac said, okay. I like to point out that
they had sex. She's way cool with this. And yeah. Not at all traumatized with the birthing of millions of spiders.
That murdered her friend slash assistant slash little brother.
I feel, and having eaten only bugs for a long while.
She's chill. Twilight's chill. It's kind of funny because canonically, Twilight is the one with the anxiety disorder in the show. Like, canonically. You think she'd be more bothered on many levels. Thank you, Miriam, I said. You notice something there?
We're
in first person now.
Oh, wow.
Just out of nowhere. Thank you, Miriam, I said. And Miriam said, did you learn anything? And I thought about it really extra hard and said, yes, I did learn something. But I will tell Celestia, who is the princess, queen, whatever. But I will tell Celestia about that, okay? And Miriam said, that is fair. So we learned a lesson today, but Twilight refuses to elaborate and just leaves.
I think the lesson might be not to have unprotected sex.
Wear a spider condom.
Or wear a spider condom. I, you know, just like mosquitoes, that's how we reduce their population.
Mosquito condoms?
Yeah. I forget who made that joke.
Is that a joke?
I remember someone making a joke about, like, mosquitoes being a menace, and the way to fix them is by fitting a ton of male mosquitoes with itty-bitty mosquito
condoms. How does one do that? Do you just, like, grab a mosquito and very carefully attach it?
I think that's part of the joke. I don't... It's a ridiculous thing. I don't even remember where it's from, but this has somehow brought me back to that joke that I learned so long ago that I no longer remember the origin. That is like some...
I feel like
Slumdog Millionaired my way into mosquito condoms.
You were, like, burying this memory deep down. Anyway.
Yep, Slumdog Millionaire mosquito condoms.
All right, so Twilight refuses to elaborate on the lesson she learned. Then I saw my bestest friend in the whole world, Arjenbarger. Who, to remind you, is the author of this,
yep,
this fanfic. My bestest friend in the whole world, Arjenbarger, who is the most handsome alicorn, which is like a unicorn with wings. It's the OCs. Yeah. It's the Mary Sue OCs of the My Little Pony world, or alicorns. Whatever.
They got both of the important stuff.
Yeah.
Magic and flight.
Yeah. My bestest friend in the world, Arjunbarger, who was the most handsome alicorn in Equestria. And Arjunbarger said, "Hello, Twilight. It has been a long time. And I feel myself blushing because of how charming Arjunbarger alicorn was." I said, "Yes, it has been a long time. Do you think we can spend some time alone together?" And he said, "I don't think so, Twilight. I have lots of important things to do, because I am an alicorn. But maybe someday, okay?" And I was very sad, because he was the nicest alicorn ever. But I said...
"He just blew you off."
But I said, "I understand," and he flew away, and it was amazing. And I was so impressed and amazed and happy that I got to see him, happy face. Then I went back to the library and found Spike and gave him the biggest, most happy hug ever because he was happy to see me because I was gone for so long because I was a spider, frowny face. And I said, "Spike, please take a letter." And he said, "Okay, I will take a letter, Spike." And then Spike took a letter. "Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned that spiders are creepy, but being a spider is better than being dead. Your faithful student, Twilight Sparkle."
Does she do that at the end of a lot of episodes?
Yes. Yeah, she usually, at least in the first like two seasons, she would write the lesson that she learned that episode to her teacher.
That's a neat narrative device.
"The end of the story. You can stop reading now. Thank you for reading my story, happy face. All glory to Jude."
Wait. Like, I'm very unfamiliar. Is Jude something in this fandom, or is this, like, Judaism?
My first instinct is Judaism. I don't know. I did a incognito mode on All Glory to Jude to see, like, if anything...
Yeah, maybe...
came up.
Yeah.
And all I got was Bible verses.
Bible verses.
Bible verses. Well, I mean, Old Testament and Torah are very, very similar.
Gotcha. So.
But specifically, I got them from, like, Bible.com or something like that.
Gotcha. So, perhaps Judaism, maybe...
I don't know. That's just how it ends. All glory to Jude.
This is a very... All right.
It might be anti-Semitic. I have no clue.
All right.
But hey, we made it through an entire fanfiction, and if questionable anti-Semitism is the only bad thing that we got out of it... Because we got consent.
We did.
We didn't get abject racism.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get... What else did Sonic High School give us that this one didn't?
Assault? Well, actually, there was assault.
Spike got very assaulted.
Okay. So, 2 out of 3. That still ain't bad.
It's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was the Spiders.
May I say,
I've been hyping the story for a while to you.
Yeah, it is. So you have.
Yes.
I'm getting my English turns around.
We just read The Spiders Is, man.
Yeah.
Our brains are rewired, especially mine, because I had to interpret the visual stimuli that my computer screen just gave me.
So, like, man.
And I like that because it was 2011, we get this meme of, what was this meme called?
I don't know. It's like the old-timey gangster.
It's the old painting of that it was a self-portrait, I think, of this old, like, 1700s dude pointing at the painter and going, yeah.
Like a smirk and he's got a cane.
It was a famous meme 10 years ago. "Pray tell, why has everything become enlarged and increased eightfold?"
Oh, that's what he meant. Eightfold.
Why is everything bigger and eight? I get it now. Because it increased eightfold. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, meme of some famous painter that I forgot.
Yeah. This was just a little weird. I will say I was surprised that he inserted himself, set himself up as like the romantic interest of likely his favorite character and didn't go for it.
Does not elaborate,
just leaves and has this other character have millions of babies with her.
And then those babies immediately just consume basically the entire city.
Yep.
And everyone flees for their homes.
Oh, dear.
It was great.
Yep, but that was that. Cameron, I'm very, very surprised with this. But I think I enjoyed this. Do we want to plug pluggables? Do we want to go ahead and just fade out here?
No, nah, we've got to plug. No, no one has followed us on Twitter yet as of this recording. It's fine.
Yeah, there's stuff I got to do with that.
We are so bad at promoting this podcast.
We are.
Like,
I'm good. I'm good with word of mouth, to be honest. But at any rate, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at PageBurgersPod. And
you got this. This is your first plug. You got this.
PageBurgersPodcast@gmail.com.
You did it! Yeah. You did the plug.
I did the plug. I'm so proud of you. I've been avoiding that.
Anyway, thank you for listening to Page Burners. I'm Cameron.
I'm Jacob. And you know what? I...